Hello and welcome everybody to Nerdy Boys Reviews presents Comic Talk. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast where we give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the weeks of comics, movies, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. Spoiler warning, if you have not read Civil War and or Rebirth, pause this podcast. Go read it. Join us again for the fun. Along with that, explicit content warning. We'll probably be cussing and stuff. So if that's not your thing, you're just going to have to deal with it.
Welcome, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hi.
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 Why do you keep saying hi?
I don't know.
Well, hopefully everybody's having a good week, because, you know, the Nerdy Boys do what they do.
Yeah. We do what we do. So, today we're going to do some talking about Civil War 2, number one, and Rebirth number uno.
So,
yeah, we're only doing those two because, like, Rebirth is really long.
Yeah, well, Civil War 2 is like 40 pages, yeah. And, you know, you think about that, that's quite a bit of pages. And then, you know, Rebirth is like 80 pages, and you're just like, what the hell, dude?
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff to cover.
It's a lot.
And they're two major issues, so I'm sure that we'll have plenty of stuff to talk about.
Yes.
For sure.
So, Civil War 2, there's like this new Inhuman guy named Ulysses.
Ulysses.
And he can like see events before they happen.
Yes.
And so the Inhumans find him, and then like they stop this big monster. And they're like, we are the saviors of the world. And of course, to celebrate, Tony Stark is like, let's fucking throw a party. Because I'm Tony Stark, and I like to throw parties.
Seems about right. Seems about right.
So, what do we think of this new Inhuman?
Well, I mean, I thought he was supposed to be like a bad guy or something. Somebody, I remember like, it was like, because like, when news came out about this, is like, it was a person who could have visions, but you don't know what their motives are or some shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
they were like depicted him as like a bad guy.
Well, we still don't really know anything about him.
He doesn't really seem like a bad guy to me.
No, like, I don't think he's a bad guy, but we know that his visions might not be reliable, I guess.
Well, according to Tony Stark's like,
yes,
like being skeptical, really, is just like he's like, you know, throwing out these like illogical arguments, the talking about like Hulk having a baby with somebody or something that could be the Hitler reincarnated.
Being like ridiculous, but
yeah, dude, it's like most, you know, I think it like applies to modern day society about how people argue on the internet.
Well, I think he was just doing it on purpose to kind of like, you know, it sounds ridiculous, but I mean, you know, like,
I don't
would
know.
He's saying, well, would you believe him if he told you that, you know? And, like, you know. So, I think that was, like, the point he was trying to make is, like, he could just say anything and we're just going to take his word for it.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But anyway, so, this guy ends up having another vision.
Yes, another vision.
And, you know, they go to try to stop it. The Ultimates. And Rhodey gets killed,
mm-hmm.
like obliterated.
Yeah, by Thanos.
Yes, and I think we're given to believe that Jen Walters is also dead. She-Hulk.
Yeah.
So.
She is.
She's either dead or she's dying really fast.
Well, I mean, technically she's dead because her heart stopped.
Right.
That means you're dead.
Well,
they can bring you back to life, yeah. But it's not very.
They're trying to revive her.
Yeah, they're trying to revive her right now. So right now, she's technically dead. But
yes.
We'll see what happens.
And Tony Stark is like, I told you guys I was right, you old geezers. And so this is what starts the Civil War. And Jen, before she died, was like, Carol, it's our future, not his. We'll do what the fuck we want.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, where do you kind of lie on this debate? Because obviously, there's clear sides now. Well,
yeah.
Two leaders. You don't know where, like, the rest of, like, the Avengers and the Inhumans are going to fall in line of, like, what side of the fence they're going to back, pretty much. You have Tony Stark is going to be like, you know, we shouldn't, like, change events. We should just deal with them as they come kind of thing.
Right.
But you have the other side where it's like, you know, they're talking about we should do everything we can to prevent them and stuff.
Yeah, so like, if we know it's going to happen, we're obligated to try to do something about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with that more so, you know.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I don't really know what side to fall on here because it's like you can't like what Tony Stark's argument kind of was, like, made sense. It's like if you know a big bad event is going to happen, like, obviously, like, you probably should try to do something about it. If not, it's like you're just standing by waiting for it to happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if it's something like a person does something, it's like you can't arrest them before they do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if he sees a vision of, like, Spider-Man, like, murdering Captain Marvel, like, what are you going to do? You can't arrest Spider-Man. He hasn't done it yet. Like, you know, you don't have the right to do that.
Yeah.
It's like the punishment can't come before the crime.
Yeah, so. I totally understand that. And it's like, well, it's like two sides. It's like how you approach it, really.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a factor of, you know, it's like, are you going to show up when and where it's supposed to happen and then stop them then, or do you do it beforehand?
Right. So, you know? I mean, based on what we have seen, it's like, obviously, there are sides and there's a disagreement, but it's like, what's it leading to? Because it's like, you can have disagreements, but it has to go somewhere. It's like, why are we fighting each other? And I think it's really going to be Tony Stark's conclusion that they need to kill the Inhuman. Because if they don't, then it's like, they're just always going to have this source of information and they're going to be forced to question whether they should use it or not.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a matter of, like, trickling down to, like, playing God as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I think a lot of people are going to draw that conclusion is like, well, who are you to be, like, the judge and the jury of everything?
Right.
Kind of thing. And it's like, there's a difference between being the protector and being, like, the all-knowing kind of thing.
Right.
There's a major difference and a vast divide and probably the opinion that's going to, like, ensue with this event. And, you know, I think it was wrong of Tony to blame her. He's like,
well, yeah, like, yeah. Blaming, like, you pretty much directly killed James.
Yeah.
Like, but, so, I mean, I really think there needs to be a reason to fight. I don't think, like, just them differing on their opinions is, like, a good enough reason. Because, like, even if Tony wins, Carol's still going to have the opinion she has. Like, so to what end are they fighting? And I think, like, that end is the fact that Tony's going to probably want to get rid of this Inhuman, and then the others are going to fight against it.
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be another case of kind of ABX kind of deal. Like, they wanted to control Hope, but right. The X-Men didn't want that to happen, so they fought them. They fought the Avengers for Hope, essentially. Right. And I don't know. I think it should be interesting. And I think it was, like, more interesting, though, that it's, like, when they found out about Julius, that they tried to have, like, Jean Grey, like, read his mind, and she wasn't able to. And I was like, oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, his mind is unbreakable.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's very intriguing.
Yeah, so it's like that, like, if his mind was readable, it's like you wouldn't really have the need for this conflict. It's like they could know whether he's telling the truth or not, almost, you know? And, like, I don't know if that's, like, the entire conflict. I think it's, like, partially Tony Stark doesn't entirely trust him, and also partially, like, he doesn't believe that they should do anything about his visions.
Yeah.
And, like, because they can still be kind of unreliable, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so. And do we believe that they captured Thanos?
Yeah, I do.
Because I'm like, do they really capture Thanos? Is he in their basement?
Yeah. I think it's possible. I don't know.
I feel like Thanos would be very hard to capture. But, I mean, if they did, it's like...
And what sort of containment cell would be able to contain him?
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm sure S.H.I.E.L.D. has something or whatever where, I mean,
they always have something. I don't know. Unless, like, Thanos wanted to be there, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, who knows? It's like, we'll have to see what comes in the coming weeks and what's going to happen and kind of... how the conflict develops, but I think it'll be interesting, you know. So
yeah,
but
so you're kind of on the side of Tony right now, like you.
I'm not on either side, honestly. Like I see the merits of both arguments, but I don't know. It's hard for me to, like, choose a side because it's like I understand where where Carol's coming from, because it's like if you have someone telling you this is gonna happen and they've been reliable, it's like you can't just do nothing. You can't just sit by and do nothing about it. But at the same time, it's like if what I was saying earlier, it's like if you know someone like is gonna do something, you can't arrest them before they do it, you know?
Yeah. I see both sides as well. You know, like a really good example is like, you know, tragically, like we got news that in Orlando, Florida, there was like a terrorist attack and, you know, it left 50 people dead and like 53 injured last night. And, you know, I just like, as I'm like kind of reading it, I was just thinking about that a lot. And I was like, well, you know, thinking about Carol's side, it's just like, well, if they knew that was going to happen, like, would they set up like a sting operation to prevent it? Or like, would... What exactly would happen if that was a situation in real life, if we could prevent it? Yeah. Obviously, people would try to prevent it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, so I wonder if it's different, like, in this universe, because it's like, does he only have visions of, like, supernatural things, like superhero stuff, or is it, like, just regular occurrences, like some kid wanting to shoot up his school or something? Like,
I mean, I guess that's just things that we're going to have to wait and see.
Right.
Because I don't think he fully understands his power, the depths of his powers yet.
Right.
I think we're just going to have to wait and see. And I think that's going to be another factor, too. It's just he's going to probably start getting those sort of visions, and then he's going to want something to happen to stop it. And then that's where, like, the clear lines are going to be drawn, really.
Right.
And I think that's where I think you're right. I do think Tony's going to eventually come to the conclusion that they do need to either take out this person. Right. Or just
find a way to neutralize their powers.
Exactly. But that's not going to go over well with the Inhumans regardless.
Right.
They're, you know, very protective of their own.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see what happens. And, I mean, I think there are clearly, like, different rules when it comes to supervillains. Like, Thanos, it's like, I mean, he's already done a whole bunch of bad shit. So, if they capture him, it's like, obviously, you're going to arrest him, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, where do you draw that line? And, like, how do you figure all that out? And... I think that's what will be interesting to see if that continues to develop in the coming weeks. So,
yeah.
So what did you think of this comic book issue?
I thought it was spectacular. Because, you know, events you tend to be a little bit longer. But I felt like there was enough, like there was really good pacing throughout the story.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like the 40-page was like justified.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it wasn't rushed. Or anything. Yeah. Like I felt really comfortable while reading it, and I really enjoyed the art. I thought the art was pretty good. The plot, everything made sense to me, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what about you? How'd you feel about it?
I liked it quite a lot. I think they kind of set up for James to die when he was like asking Tony for better armor.
Yeah.
And Tony's like, I shot $4 billion for you, buddy.
Yeah, no.
It's like, who really killed him? No. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, this is just another instance of Tony Stark kind of feeling guilty. I mean, that wasn't his whole motivation for his side. Obviously, he had that opinion before James was killed. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he just feels guilty again, and that's going to motivate him further through this story. So,
no, I don't think he necessarily is going to feel guilty. I think he'll feel, like, a little bit bad. But I don't know if even, like, Tony Stark's armor could hold up against Thanos.
Maybe, but it seemed like he was, like, there was room for guilt when he was like, oh, his armor should have been able to account for that or whatever. Like, maybe it was your armor. It could have, you know, I would grade this comic book a solid A.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. I think it's a definitely must read comic issue. I mean, I think the series is going to be pretty fantastic. I feel like I'm definitely excited to read more for sure.
Yeah. Can't wait. So that's all we have for Civil War, I think.
Yeah.
But now we're going to move on to DC's Rebirth. So what did you think?
I thought it was pretty good. It was very long. That's for sure. It was like 80 pages.
That was really long.
It was like a lot of stuff to process too. It was like,
it
was like kind of going through like the history of Wally West because he's like stuck in the Speed Force and he's trying to get out. And it's like, he's like dealing with like that and like, kind of explaining that like when Barry went back in time to the Flashpoint, when he changed everything back to the way it was supposed to be, there's some unknown force out there that like changed.
Took 10 years out of that timeline.
Yeah.
Or something.
And so like there's like people and memories and stuff that are lost right now. And because Barry was stuck in the Speed Force at the time that it happened, like he's seen it happen, but he doesn't know who it is. And he's like going to try and help people. And it's like at the very last second, he's like trying to grab hold to anybody to come back out of the Speed Force. He tries like Linda, which has always been his connection back from the Speed Force when he's been trapped in there before.
But Linda doesn't remember him.
Yeah, but yeah, because she doesn't remember him. He tried like Batman and some other people, didn't really work. And then he's talking to Barry, and then like at the end, he's like damn near about to die and be lost in the Speed Force forever. And Barry just like grabs on to him, and he remembers.
Yeah, he's like, Wally, how could I ever forget you? Yeah.
It was like, that was like the overarching theme. It's like kind of like Wally narrating throughout the story and stuff. And like you see other panels of like other things happening.
Yeah.
But it's like the most important thing of it. And it's going to play like the biggest role in DC Rebirth right now.
Yeah. So we see like Arthur Curry, Mr. Aquaman proposing to Mara.
Yeah.
And the death of Pandora. And
the death of Superman.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then like a Superman from another Earth who's like, is he gonna come back from the grave like I did?
Yeah.
And then like some weird shadowy guy being like, I am a mystery man, I can help you, Superman, or whatever. It was weird. I don't even know what's going on with that guy.
Something else happened to you. Oh, yeah, Ray Palmer.
Yeah, Ray Palmer.
And, like, the microverse, apparently. There's, like, a microverse out there, and, like, his assistant, I forgot his name, like, Choi or something like that. And he, like, left him, like, basically another suit so he could use it and come find him, basically. Yeah.
And Batman is, like, being all weird, and he's like, there's so many Jokers.
Yes. Yeah, and he's like looking at like a letter from his father and trying to also kind of solve like the Superman thing,
right? And also trying to solve the thing that Wally was telling him about at the beginning. He's like, what is this letter about?
yeah.
So there's like a lot going on, but essentially it's like the new 52 is just a bunch of brainwashed heroes with 10 years missing out of their lives. So, I don't know. But now we're going to have like it all kind of come back to one solidified universe, right? So it's like new 52 kind of combined with the old stuff.
Yeah, it's like, basically pre-52 and new 52 combined, moving on with stories, essentially.
Right.
Yeah.
And we find out who's behind the 10 years missing.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Who?
Dr. Manhattan and Ozymandias.
What?
From The Watchmen. At the end, with the watch. This Watchmen. Their DC universe.
Are you sure that's them?
Because he said, because the little blue text tells me it's Dr. Manhattan, and then he said Adrian, which is Ozymandias from Watchmen. So, and he's like the only one powerful enough to do that. And he's like far away, not on that planet. And because they showed like the little Watchmen symbol in there.
Well, maybe I'll have to reread it. I didn't even notice that. I just seen like the watch at the end, and it had like the same script that like Wally was talking about.
Yeah, it was Wally's watch. They stole that essentially from him.
Why would they steal his
watch? Well, because he said it went missing, right? And like that's from that 10-year period, like that they stole from that. So I'm assuming that's how they got the watch. But yeah.
Very confusing.
I guess, but it's like people who haven't read Watchmen probably like weren't familiar with like were probably pretty confused like at the end.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I love Watchmen, so I was like, oh, I know what this is.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll have to see how that pans out. I guess, I mean, I could be wrong, but that's what I interpreted it as. So, but
we just don't know yet. We'll have to find out.
Yeah. I mean, what would you grade this issue?
Oh, man. Sorry about that.
Does it?
That wasn't my actual grade. It's like a rad. Does it live really up? Had to yawn for
does
some
it
reason.
Live up to the hype? Because everybody's on this hype train about how good it was. I mean,
yes and no. Like, yeah. If I was grading, I'd probably give it like a B plus. Like, yeah. I feel like it kind of fell down because it's just how long it was.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It's like, it's four parts in one issue. They should have just made it a four part series.
Yeah.
Released like 1 week at a time. So,
yeah.
I mean, because it's like, then you're getting increments of it and you kind of like getting like parts of the story and then you're like, oh, what happens next? And then you read it and you're like, oh, what happens next? And it kind of builds the anticipation. This is just like, you read the whole thing. You're like, oh my God, it's still going.
Yeah.
So,
like, I think the best part was just like the Wally and Barry panels at the end. And I was just like getting like ready to like kind of cry. And I was just like, I can't believe like Wally's about to die.
Right.
And then Barry saved him. And it's like a part of me is like glad because it's like I love Wally West. And so, of course, you don't want to see like one of your favorite heroes die by any means. but at the same time, I felt like it was just like so melodramatic at that point. I don't know. It's like I just didn't feel like it had the same impact if they just would have let him die.
Right. Yeah, it definitely didn't. It's like you didn't really expect Barry to like pull him out. Yeah. You know? Like, and I feel like it would have had a much bigger effect on Barry if he would have like not got him to. So, but I guess we kind of need Wally, right? We probably need him to kind of fill in the missing pieces and tell him about the 10 years and all that stuff. And so, I don't know. I feel like this issue could have been very confusing to some people, like people who aren't familiar with DC at all or only read sparingly. Like, so, I could definitely see like people who would be confused by this, especially if they've only read New 52 as well.
Yeah. So, well, I wasn't really confused by anything, and I am primarily a New 52 reader. I wasn't confused by anything. I was just confused by the Watchmen stuff.
Right. Well, I didn't figure you'd be because, like, you know, even if, like, we don't read a lot of DC, we're still familiar with it a lot, you know? Like, we're familiar with all the past stuff. And, like, we did our nerd research because, obviously, we were born in, like, the 40s and haven't read from the beginning.
Yeah.
So,
maybe it's just, like, I was reading fast to kind of, like, get through it or whatever. And, like, I just didn't notice it.
Right.
Maybe I think that's really what it was. Not that, like, I didn't realize it, because obviously I didn't even know what you were talking about. I was like, what are you talking about?
Right. Well, a lot of people distance the two, too. Like, a lot of people don't think Watchmen is DC. Like, they don't equate those things. Like,
because
it's so separate. It's never been, like, a thing where it's, like, people acknowledge those guys as part of their universe and things like that. Like, it's kind of just, like, that series happened under DC's name, but it's not part of the DC universe. But, obviously, it's part of the multiverse, and that's kind of where it's coming in now, I think.
Yeah. So, where would you grade it though?
I'd give it like a solid B. Like, I feel like if it was a four part series, it'd be like an A minus series. Like, it was a very good story, and I did like all the Wally stuff, but a lot of it was also kind of scattered. It's like, why are you doing all these one shots if you're just gonna include their stories in the rebirth? You know?
Yeah. So it's like, what are they doing now though? Like, so now they just start up and just now it's like regular just.
So, if it's like labeled Rebirth on the title, it's a one shot about like their universe restarting kind of.
Yeah.
So like Flash Rebirth came out this past week, and then Green Arrow and Green Lantern's Rebirth came out the past week, and like we've got Batman Rebirth and all that stuff. But Batman number one also just started, and so that's like the first issue in the rebooted universe without explaining the reboot and Rebirth. I guess, I don't know. So Batman Rebirth number one is different than Batman number one, but Batman number one is the beginning of the new series.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So
yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out, you know. Yeah. All these weird, you know, intentions. Yeah.
So anything labeled Rebirth right now is just a one shot before, like, kind of like a zero issue to get you into the story. So
now essentially it's kind of, well, yes and no. It's like the universe is rebooting, but it's not at the same time. It's just a continuation, really.
It's a continuation, but it's like we're acknowledging that everything that happened before happened. It's like, it's something to make fans happy, really, I think.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah. I mean, that's what everybody was so upset with the New 52 stuff is they felt like all their storylines that they grew up reading or have fell in love with had been erased, you know?
Right.
And yeah, that's understandable. You know, you invest so much time and energy and money into, you know, reading these stories and you really fall in love with the characters, and just to have it all erased, you're just like completely just gutted, you know what I mean?
Right.
And yeah, I think it's a good move by them.
Yeah, I think sure. I think so too. Something I did forget to mention with Civil War was there was a Civil War 2 number 0, which you really didn't need to read the first issue. Like, it didn't really add that much to it. So I just thought I'd let you guys know if you're confused. Like, if you're like, do I need to read these number 0 issues? You don't really need to read them. So just throwing that out there. Sorry.
That was so right.
I know, like, but I just thought about it. I just thought about it. All right. But, yeah. But
apparently you don't have to read a number 0 issue of something.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a little extra background information usually.
You know. So but do we have anything else? Do you want to talk about anything else? Was there anything exciting?
I do know there was a piece of news about like DC making changes like in their like managements and stuff and like their higher ups of whatnot in their company. I know that they're making changes in there, but we're gonna wait for that for like the new segment of our podcast.
I think that was for like their movies.
I don't think so.
I don't think it was for their comic books.
I think it was.
Was it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It was like on Newsarama.
Oh. Gotcha. I know I saw stuff like they were doing something with like their movies. They were changing all the people in their head office at like, and it was a response to Batman vs Superman and like their critiques. So
yeah, we'll cover all that in our new segment, though. I think that's all we have for you guys on our comic talk. I know we don't do it often, but I hope you guys did enjoy it. It was a lot of fun for us since we don't get to do it often. But we're trying to pick it up more, and we should have more time for that now that our weekly shows are now over, obviously. And so let us know if there's any upcoming titles that you want us to review or ones that already may have been out. Let us know.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
You can make sure you guys follow us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat. We also have this awesome website. Go check it out.
Check it out. So, yeah. That's everything.
That is everything, you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed. Like I said, I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
Here at NBR, we have one simple message to live by, and that's
stay nerdy, boys.